Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus.
Great to be back.
Today, we're tackling a really interesting question. How do beliefs about alien UFOs get so much traction?
Mm.
And, you know, what role do these expert figures play in maybe fueling that fire?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be digging into the research paper, Exploring Expert Figures in Alien-Related UFO Conspiracy Theories by Lipioska, Kotula, and Jemeliak.
Great.
For you listening, our aim is to give you a clear, insightful understanding of this area based on solid research, but without getting too bogged down in academic jargon.
Exactly. Our mission really is to understand how endorsements from people seen as experts, even if their claims aren't, you know, strongly backed by evidence, can really influence public belief in UFO conspiracy theories.
Right.
And then what are the broader implications of that? The researchers used a pretty clever mix of methods, looking at social media, content analysis, trends.
A blend, yeah.
Yeah, a blend. It gives us a kind of well-rounded picture.
Okay, so to understand how these expert endorsements work, maybe we should first touch on why conspiracy theories, especially about alien UFOs, are just so appealing. It feels like a basic human thing, looking for explanations when things are big and complex.
That's absolutely right. And the paper points out it's not just about finding simple answers. There's often this conspiratorial mindset involved.
A mindset.
Yeah, like a way of seeing the world where big events must be caused by some secret group pulling strings, you know? Trying to grasp a complex scientific mystery can feel huge, maybe overwhelming.
Right.
But believing it's all a hidden plot, that can feel more manageable in a strange way.
And it seems there are deeper psychological needs, too. The study mentions things like feeling powerless or maybe socially isolated.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like believing the conspiracy gives you a sense of understanding. Maybe makes you feel like you're in the know when the world feels chaotic.
Precisely. That desire to feel unique, to have the real story.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Plus, it builds community, right? People who share these beliefs find each other, bond over that shared narrative. It creates a sense of belonging.
No, it's probably important here to remember what the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARRO, reported just this past February.
Yes, definitely.
After looking through government records on UAPs, they basically said they found no evidence of ET intelligence or hidden alien spacecraft.
Right. And that most reports, the vast majority, are likely misidentifications of ordinary objects or phenomena.
That's a crucial anchor for this discussion, isn't it?
It really is. While, sure, some things remain unexplained, the AARRO report found no credible proof of alien tech being hidden by the U.S. government or anyone else they looked into.
So unexplained doesn't automatically mean alien.
Exactly. That's a key distinction when we're looking at these conspiracy theories that often make that exact leap.
Okay, so bearing that AARRO context in mind, let's dive into the core of the paper, how these expert figures are used to, well, prop up UFO conspiracy theories.
Hmm.
The study looks specifically at how online stories use scientists, self-proclaimed researchers, even alleged witnesses.
Yeah, to build these narratives, the researchers are interested in how they contribute to what's called conspiracy rhetoric.
Conspiracy rhetoric?
Yeah.
Like a specific way of arguing?
Kind of. Think of it as an online battleground, trying to define what's true and win people over, often using manipulative content that pushes back against, you know, establish science.
And it's interesting, the paper notes that believing in conspiracies isn't necessarily like a sign of mental illness.
Right.
It can be a pretty common human response, linked maybe to relying more on gut feelings than analysis or feeling threatened.
Yes. The research suggests links to cognitive styles favoring intuition, maybe weaker reasoning skills, and definitely heightened feelings of sort of existential threat.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a connection often found with general trust in authority or lack thereof, and maybe even tendencies towards paranoia. It's complex.
Which makes sense when you think how UFO stories can tap into those anxieties. Like, maybe the government can't protect us from something so unknown.
Exactly. And the paper also touches on this other idea that UFO theories might function like modern myths.
Myths, how so?
Like ways to try and grapple with the sheer scale and complexity of the universe, our place in it. You know, wrestling with the big questions.
Okay, now let's get down to the specific tactics.
Mm-hmm.
How do they use authority? The paper mentions misleading evidence and that whole just asking questions thing.
Mm-hmm. The rhetoric of just asking questions, yeah.
But what's really key is how the figure or the image of authority is used to bolster these narratives.
The image.
Yeah. They talk about the halo effect. That's where, you know, if we think someone's smart or credible in one area, we just assume they're knowledgeable everywhere else.
Right. Like a famous actor suddenly becomes an expert on, I don't know, international trade policy. Exactly. Or a brilliant physicist's opinions on, say, ancient history are given undue weight. Conspiracy theorists leverage this. They quote scientists, sometimes out of context, sometimes fringe figures, to build trust.
Yeah.
The paper gives that chilling example of Alex Jones bringing on a so-called security expert for his Sandy Hook lies. It shows how easily that perception of expertise can be manipulated.
And the study uses Aristotle's framework logos, ethos, pathos to analyze this stuff. Can you give us a quick refresher on those?
Sure. So logos is the appeal to logic, facts, evidence. Ethos is about credibility, trusting the speaker or source. And pathos is the appeal to emotion, making you feel something.
Got it. Logic, credibility, emotion.
Right. And the researchers use that to dissect how these UFO conspiracy arguments are built online.
That's helpful. Okay, so how do they actually do the research? They combine methods, right? Looking at searches and actual social media posts.
Yeah, a hybrid approach, both qualitative, looking at the meaning and context, and quantitative, looking at numbers and frequencies of posts on X, you know, formerly Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They used computational tools for the big data side, but also did deep dives into the actual content. It's sometimes called thick big data.
Thick big data.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It means getting beyond just counting keywords to understanding the nuances.
And they started with Google Trends to see what people were searching for.
Exactly. They tracked searches for terms like UFO, alien, NASA, even reptilian, extraterrestrial for a whole year, October 2022 to October 2023, just to get a baseline of public interest.
Okay. Then they went to X, gathered tweets. How did they narrow it down?
They collected tweets from March 22 to November 23 with hashtags like hashtag UFO, hashtag UFO sightings, hashtag aliens, hashtag UAP. Then for each hashtag, they picked the top 25 most liked English language tweets that also mentioned experts or scientists.
So focusing on the popular stuff that explicitly invoked expertise.
Precisely. That gave them 100 highly engaged, relevant tweets for a really close look.
And what did they look at in those 100 tweets?
A lot. How popular it was, obviously, what kind of content, pictures, videos, links, what rhetorical tricks were used, what was the main topic, did it argue for UFOs, what emotions did it try to stir up?
Wow, okay.
And crucially, what type of expert was cited? Witness, scientist, self-researcher, and even how they were visually presented, if there were images.
And they applied that logos, ethos, pathos framework there too.
Yeah.
And figured out the main topics.
Yep, used Aristotle's triangle to see the persuasive strategies. For the topics, they used inductive coding. Basically, they read through a bunch, saw what themes kept coming up, and grouped them.
Okay.
They ended up with categories like media news about aliens, expert interviews or quotes, witness accounts, pop culture references, that Mexico discovery thing, and a catch-all other. And they noted who was framed as the narrator, usually the expert.
Right. So after all that work, what jumped out? What were the big findings from those 100 tweets?
Well, a huge chunk, 83 out of 100, pushed pro-UFO arguments. They often included evidence, like photos or videos, paired with quotes from people labeled as scientists who supposedly believe in UFOs.
So using logos, the evidence, backed by ethos, the scientist.
Exactly. And surprisingly often, these weren't just random names. Almost half the posts, 48 of them, mentioned apparently reputable scientists, sometimes even linked to big names like NASA.
Really?
Yeah, often physicists or astronomers, fields that sound very relevant and authoritative, lending that scientific legitimacy.
You said visuals were big.
Huge. 35 videos, 40 pictures, and just those 100 tweets. Visuals are incredibly persuasive, even if their context or authenticity isn't clear. Seeing is believing, right?
Yeah. It's a bit worrying, though, that 72 posts had testimonials or statements from scientists supposedly confirming UFOs. Because one scientist's opinion isn't consensus.
That's such a critical point. These posts frame individual endorsements as proof, but it absolutely does not equal scientific consensus. It's presented that way, though.
And what were the main topics driving these conversations?
Mostly media reports about aliens, 31 posts, and direct quotes or interviews from these experts, 39 posts. That suggests those are major channels for spreading these ideas. Interestingly, personal witness accounts were actually less common in this top-liked sample.
Only 6 witness accounts. That is interesting. And you mentioned negativity.
Yeah, about a quarter of the posts, 26 of them, had this really polarized tone, attacking debunkers, the government, police, even other scientists who disagreed.
So actively promoting distrust in authority figures who don't toe the line.
Seems like it. It fosters that in-group feeling and dismisses counterarguments.
And looking at Aristotle's triangle overall on these posts, how did it balance out?
Ethos, the appeal to authority, was everywhere, citing experts. Logos, the appeal to logic, showed up in presenting data or simple explanations. And pathos, emotion, was definitely there, trying to evoke awe, maybe fear, or that distrust we mentioned.
Yeah, and the paper really stresses the power of pathos, the emotional appeal, doesn't it?
It does. It found that often, triggering an emotional response seemed more important than laying out a watertight logical case.
Mm-hmm.
The authority of the scientist was invoked frequently, but often without linking to specific studies or evidence. The word scientist became the shortcut to credibility, the ethos, without needing the logos to back it up fully.
So it's like creating the feeling of scientific backing and tapping into emotions more than presenting solid proof.
Precisely. The conclusion is that these UFO conspiracy theories are pretty sophisticated, blending that perceived expert authority, sciencey sounding language, emotional hooks, and often, let's be honest, questionable evidence.
Yeah.
And that just asking questions strategy is key for spreading doubt and undermining trust in mainstream science, which, ironically, can strengthen the bonds within the believer group through that shared skepticism. Confirmation bias kicks in.
Now, the study does acknowledge there is some real scientific interest in UAPs, right?
Yeah.
How does that get twisted?
That's a really interesting point they make. Yes, some scientists are genuinely open to studying these phenomena seriously.
Right.
But UFO proponents often grab onto that legitimate engagement, maybe highlight comments from one or two open-minded scientists, and kind of co-opt it to make their own, often more extreme claims seem more credible.
So they amplify the exceptions.
Exactly. They amplify the outliers, often pair it with ambiguous photos or claims from self-styled researchers, and downplay the broader scientific view. They mark exaggerate or misinterpret a scientist's cautious statement, turning it into a confirmation it was never meant to be.
And it sounds like the definition of expert itself gets stretched pretty thin in these circles.
Oh, absolutely. The discourse broadens expert way beyond scientists. UFO witnesses, journalists covering the topic, their testimonies are often treated as being on par with scientific evidence.
So personal experience equals expertise.
In this context, yes. It includes everything from civilian sightings to military reports, all given significant weight.
And did they find any patterns in how these experts are typically shown visually?
Yes, very clearly. The dominant portrayal is white males, aged maybe 30 to 60, often in suits or lab coats.
The classic image of authority.
Exactly. It reinforces those very traditional stereotypes. Women, when they appeared, were much less frequent and typically shown as witnesses, not the scientific authorities themselves. Again, quite stereotypical.
Okay, so bringing it all together then, what are the main implications here? What should we as listeners trying to make sense of all this take away?
I think the central finding is just how sophisticated this interplay is. The rhetoric, the use of authority figures, the underlying beliefs, it all weaves together in the online UFO world.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be incredibly influential, persuasive, even when solid proof is lacking. The researchers rightly link this to the bigger problem of disinformation everywhere, online vaccines, climate change, you name it.
It really hammers home the need for critical thinking, doesn't it? For all of us to get better at evaluating online information.
Absolutely crucial. The paper calls for better science literacy, better critical thinking skills for the public. They suggest things like science communication training for researchers, maybe more digital literacy programs in schools and for adults.
Sensible ideas.
Yeah. And methodologically, their combined approach trends plus deep content analysis is a good model for studying disinformation more broadly. They do admit focusing just on X is a limitation. Future work could look wider.
Right. And ultimately, this all seems to support what other research has shown about conspiracy theories, right? Elevating certain authorities, fostering distrust elsewhere.
Precisely. It confirms how the image of the expert is constructed and deployed, often specifically to undermine trust in established institutions and mainstream science.
So to wrap it up for everyone listening, the key takeaway from this deep dive is really the significant power of perceived expertise in shaping UFO beliefs online, even when it's not backed by solid evidence. And these discussions use very effective persuasive strategies.
Mm-hmm. And that leaves us with a really important, maybe provocative thought to mull over. Considering how easily expert authority can be invoked and maybe twisted online today, how can we as individuals get better at telling credible information apart from just persuasive stories, especially for topics like UAPs, where we just don't have all the answers yet?
That is definitely some important food for thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into UAP research.